Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. It's a journey that starts with a joyous announcement in mid-November.
And the 2020 Pella Tulip Queen is Hannah Kendall.
Followed by weekly rehearsals during the coldest months of the year, leading up to 36 appearances in the community and performances around the state, including television interviews in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids during the early spring, all culminating to coronation and parades during the first full weekend in May.
In a little town where tulips grow by the 100,000 row, you will see old Hollands everywhere. There are long Dutch pipes and chinaware.
The process of the Tulip Queen and Royal Court has always been an essential part of the Tulip Time Festival, especially now as the girls serve as the community's top ambassadors leading up to the celebration. And for well over a decade, one local resident has been pouring her heart into the five high school seniors who represent their hometown. For several years, Carol Verhey has led the Tulip Court Moms, the group responsible for scheduling, preparing, and mentoring the five girls representing Pella every spring. Verhey intends to retire after this group of seniors moves on. For members of the past Tulip Courts, Carol remains a friend and regular contact, and the three most recent queens, Hallie Van Vark, Juliana Van Gorp, and Olivia Vanderleest, all have fond memories of Carol leading their groups throughout the busiest time of the year in Pella.
There are a lot of people who put a lot of time and energy into making Tulip Time happen and don't always get the recognition that they deserve. And I think that Carol is one of the people at the top of that list. She made our court experience the best possible experience that it could have been.
Everything she does is out of love, whether it be, you know, a little bit of a stern talking to for our court, especially being like, hey, we're going on TV. You guys are representing Pella. Please be, you know, poised. Or whether it be, we just got done with an interview on TV and being, hey, you guys were great. Really proud of you. And I think that that's something special about Carol. And another thing that I feel like is really special about her that maybe cannot be emulated is how she makes every court feel like her favorite.
Well, Carol is just one of the most selfless and hardworking people that I've ever met in my life. I always tell my mom that she was my second mom the whole year, and I still feel like she is. She's just always has her door open. She's always willing to put in the extra work and go the extra mile for her Tulip Court girls and for everyone that's close to her. She has such a caring heart, and whenever somebody needs something, she's the first person to jump in and meet their needs and go get whatever they need or do whatever they need.
She does so much fantastic work behind the scenes. A lot of it is in preparing us to go out for those media appearances. And she even, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she even puts in most of the work for writing the court's programs every single year. So all the way back in January, when we started our rehearsals every week, Carol was there every single week, and Carol wrote our program, which is usually about like 20-ish minutes long. And so she put in a lot of hours writing that and helping us learn it and make it our own so that we were prepared to go out and present that all around the state of Iowa. And she really did become like family to us. We all feel like Carol is our family even still today.
The best word to describe us is just a little bit rowdy. Like, we on camera were maybe a little bit more poised and presentable, but off camera we were just a little bit crazy. And, you know, we never felt unloved or unwanted, which was something that I think from every court could also be said. Just her personality is so adaptable to who she's working with. And yeah, just something about her makes every court feel like the most special.
Yeah, she definitely is able to pick out people's strengths right away. And there are times when we have to go back and edit things out of the script or any something, because our court wasn't the best singers as some years are. So we had to do a few easier songs and do a little extra practice with that. But she was always on the ball, and she always knew, like, what each girl was really great at. And so she always made sure to let those parts shine in our program and give each girl an opportunity to share what they were really great at, what their God-given talents are.
She drove us around to a lot of our events and appearances and stuff. And we always, my court, I don't know if other courts did this as well, but we always had such a good time making fun of Carol for her driving, because she wasn't a terrible driver. We just thought it was funny because she was driving this big, huge van that she wasn't used to driving. And I made some comment about it in my speech the year after at the Queen's announcement party. And Carol was so embarrassed and I felt so bad. And then I had talked to a couple other queens who they were like, oh yeah, we experienced the same thing.
From that first moment, we like stepped off the stage and got to be introduced and chit-chatted with her. She was just all in. She was so happy to meet us, and she was had such open arms and was ready to build a new relationship with us. And she was constantly just reaching out to us, asking us what we needed when we had times we got together to practice or do performances.
For the next Tulip Time, Chris Vanderlees will be assuming the leadership role. And she saw firsthand, while Queen Olivia was serving, the presence and impact Carol had on those groups of girls.
From the very beginning, I just noticed immediately how calm she was, you know, but always had a smile on her face, always. Nothing rattles her. And I guess I just felt like, you know, being a mom, that's usually been my role, you know, in situations, was to kind of take care of everybody. And I feel like I could just totally relax whenever we traveled with the court. Carol knew right where to go, what they were doing, what time they had to, you know, be on. And she just kept everybody on schedule and feeling good and ready to do it. And if there was any fear, she immediately wiped that away.
The members of this year's Royal Court, Ellie Rorda, Courtney Chaplin, Jocelyn Gritters, Molly Bull, and Queen Hannah Kendall, all say Carol has been a rock during this unusual spring.
I can't say enough of how much love and support Carol has given all five of us girls through the past month. She's just been there every step of the way. She's cried with us. She's talked with us. She's just done so much just to show her love and support. And we're all, I know I can speak for all of the girls, that we're all so thankful for all the hard work she's trying to put in so that we can have some activities and just make as many memories as we can right now. So we all just love her so much. And even though that her last year didn't go as any of us expected, we're hoping just to make so many memories that she'll remember forever.
Some of my favorite memories from Tulip Court and all the experiences we got come from Carol and just her fun-loving self. We love all our core moms, but she's especially special. She's super encouraging, and she's trying her best to make the most of this time for us and to just give us every opportunity possible, and we appreciate her so much for that.
Yeah, I just want to say that she's kind of like a rock for us. She supports and loves each and every one of us so much. And it's just, like Courtney said, she's given us some of the best memories that we've had on court. And she's so supportive of everything we do. And I love her so much.
One word that definitely comes to mind with Carol is selfless. She just puts all of us first before herself. And she definitely has our best interest in mind with every decision she makes. It's always, she always just wants to make sure we're okay with it and it's something we want. And like, she just cares about us so much, and she wants to make this experience as best as possible for us, which is really nice because obviously she can't control a lot of what's been going on. But despite all that, she still tries to make this amazing for us. And I just hope that it's going to be amazing for her too.
Carol has just done nothing but have a smile on her face, be positive and amazing and loving for every single one of us. We have this joke that we kind of want to be her most annoying or most memorable court. And I think we're definitely going to top it off for most memorable, but we are just, again, like Ellie said, I think I can speak for everybody when I say we are just so, so thankful that she's here for us, and that she, even though this is unknown for her, she is taking it like a true queen would, and just, she's amazing, and we're so thankful to have her.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.